Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, Minister of Southside Apostolic College, Seventh Term Congregation of the House of God, God, Liberty, Texas. Today is March 23, 2017, or ZR25-2017, our first service today with the song and title, Face to Face with Joshua, My Savior. Face to face with Joshua, my Savior. Face to face, when will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Joshua, who died for me. Face to face, I shall behold him, all beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Only faintly now I see him, with the dark and heavy tree. What a blessed day is coming, when his glory shall be seen. Face to face shall I behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. What a rejoicing in his presence, when all that is grief and pain. When the crooked ways are straightened, and the dark things shall be plain. Face to face shall I behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Face to face, oh blissful moment, face to face to see and know. Face to face with my Redeemer, I shall walk with lovely soul. Face to face I shall behold him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Part 5 of Righteous by Faith. We're going to continue our study. We're in Psalms chapter 96. This is singing to Yahweh a new song, a singing to Yahweh all the earth. Singing to Yahweh, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen. His wonders among all people. For Yahweh is great and great to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the heaven. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people, give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. Give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. For worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. he shall judge the poor righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with the truth. Okay, that ends chapter 96 of Psalms. Now let us go into our next chapter. Chapter 97. Yahweh reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings and lighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like a wax at the presence of Yahweh, at the presence of the Yahweh of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoice because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. He that love the Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. A light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. That ends chapter 97, and we go into chapter 98. O sing to Yahweh a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Yahweh hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our Elohim. Make a joyful noise unto the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of the cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh the King. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Yahweh, for he cometh to judge the earth. With the righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. That's the end of chapter 98. Let's go on to chapter 99. The Yahweh reigneth, let the people tremble. He said between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Yahweh is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest a judgment and righteousness in the Jacob. Exalt ye the Yahweh or Elohim, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that called upon his name, they called upon the Yahweh, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest them, O Yahweh, our Elohim. Thou wast the Elohim that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Yahweh, our Elohim, and worship at his holy hill, for the Yahweh, our Elohim, is holy. in chapter 99, let us now go into chapter 103. It says, bless the Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from the destruction, who crowneth thee with the loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with a good thing, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So Yahweh executed righteousness and judgment for all that are expressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewardeth according to our iniquity. For as the heavens is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Yahweh pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. For as for man, his days are as grass, as his flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting, and upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children, to the children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them, the Yahweh hath prepared his throne in the heaven, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Yahweh, ye his angels, that excel in strength, and that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Yahweh, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Yahweh, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Yahweh, O my soul. Okay, end of chapter 103. Let's go now into 106. Praise ye the Yahweh, O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of Yahweh? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Yahweh, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up, so he led them through the depths as through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies, so there was not one of them left. Then he believed, then believe they his words, they sang his praise, they soon forget his works, they waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted Yahweh in the desert, and he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul, And did Moses also in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of Yahweh, the earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and it covered the company of Abiram. And as fire was kindled in their company, the flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot Yahweh their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his servant stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despised the pleasant land, they believed not his words, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of Yahweh. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, overthrow their seed also, among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also unto Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their invention, and the plague brake in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas and executed judgments, and so the plague was stayed. And that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all the generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Yahweh commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their words. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a horn with their own invention. Therefore was the wrath of the Yahweh kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance, and he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. The enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according unto the multitude of his mercy. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captive. Save us, O Yahweh, our Elohim, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto the holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say Amen. Praise ye the Yahweh. That's the end of Psalms 106. Let's look now at Psalms 111. It says that, praise ye the Yahweh. I will praise the Yahweh with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Yahweh are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Yahweh is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and righteousness and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. For the fear of the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. End of Psalms 111. Let's go now and look at 112. praise ye to Yahweh. Blessed is the man that feareth the Yahweh, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of the evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Yahweh. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemy. He hath dispersed. He hath given unto the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with the honor. With honor, the wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. That's the end of 1:12. Now let's look at 1:18. It says that, give thanks unto the Yahweh, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. That Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. That the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Yahweh say that his mercy endures forever. I called upon the Yahweh in distress. The Yahweh answered me and set me in a large place. The Yahweh is on my side. I will not fear what can man do unto me. The Yahweh taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in Yahweh than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in Yahweh than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Yahweh will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of Yahweh I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees, they are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of Yahweh I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me, that I might fall, but the Yahweh helped. And the Yahweh is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. And the voice of the rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of Yahweh doeth violently. Verse 16, Psalm 118. He says, for the right hand of Yahweh is exalted. The right hand of Yahweh doeth violently. I shall not die, but live. And declare the works of the Yahweh. The Yahweh hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open unto me the gates of righteousness, I will go into them, and I will praise the Yahweh. This gate of the Yahweh under which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Yahweh doing, it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Yahweh hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, I beseech thee, send and now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Yahweh. We have blessed you out of the house of the Yahweh. Yahweh is the Elohim, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifices cords even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my Elohim, and I will praise thee. Thou art my Elohim, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Now that ends Psalms 118. Now Psalms 119 is our next chapter, and it has, I believe, 176 verses. Okay, Psalms 119 for short verse 1 says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Yahweh. Blessed are they keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his way. Thou hast commanded us to keep the precepts diligently. Keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with the uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according unto thy word. Verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. For to thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Yahweh, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and I have respect unto all thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold a wondrous, may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgment at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandment. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimony. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul cleaveth unto the dust, quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness, strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the ways of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of the truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Yahweh. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of the commandments, and thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Yahweh, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not unto covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy ways. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted unto thy fear. Turn away my reproach which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Yahweh, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of the truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in thy judgment. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort and my affliction, for thy word has quickened me. For the proud have had me greatly in derision, yea, have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Yahweh, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name. faithful Yahweh in the night and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precept. Thou art my portion, O Yahweh. I have said that I would keep thy word. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart, and be merciful unto me according unto thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimony. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth of the Yahweh is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Yahweh, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. For the proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat or as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of the mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, Yahweh, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according unto thy word, unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt with perversity with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimony. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? For the proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Yahweh, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth. They continue this day, according unto thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Psalms 119, verse 92. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. For the wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimony. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through the commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments that thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Yahweh, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the free will offerings of my mouth, O Yahweh, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. For the wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Elohim. Uphold me according unto the word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be saved, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimony. My flesh trembles for the fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgment. I have done judgment and justice. Lead me not to mine oppressor. Be surety for thy servant. For good, let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding, that I may know thy testimony. It is time for thee, Yahweh, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I open my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Righteous art thou, O Yahweh, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do I not forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of the test of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Yahweh, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimony. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Yahweh, quicken me according unto thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Yahweh, and all thy commandments are true. Concerning thy testimony, I have known of old that thou hast done again forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Yahweh. Quicken me according unto thy judgment. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimony. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Yahweh, according unto thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endures forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Yahweh, I have hope for thy salvation, and done thy commandments. My soul has kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, O Yahweh. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according unto thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy words, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Yahweh, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. End of Psalms 119. Let's go to now Psalms 132. O Yahweh, remember David in all his affliction. I swear unto the Yahweh and vowed unto the mighty Elohim of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, nor slumber to mine eyelids, until I find out a place for the Yahweh and habitation for the mighty Elohim of Jacob. Though we heard of it at Ephrathah, we found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacle, we will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Yahweh, and to thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. For the Yahweh has sworn in the truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I sit upon thy throne. If the children will keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon the throne forever, that throne forevermore. For the Yahweh has chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. Now these children that he's talking about that will also sit upon his throne is 144,000. This is my rest forever. Here, her will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Here will I make the horn of David the bird. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointing. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Okay, that's the end of Psalm 132. And now let's go to Psalm 143. and continue on our subject of the righteousness by faith. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh. Give ear unto my supplications, and thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath smitten my life down to the ground, he hath made me to dwell in the darkness of those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hand. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsts after thee, as a thirsty land Selah. Hear me speedily, O Yahweh, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Yahweh, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my Elohim. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Yahweh, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy, cut off mine enemies and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. That's quite a request from David. But you see, when you're serving Yahweh, you can request anything, and he'll give it to you if it's good for you. All right, now let's go to Psalms 145. That ends 143. So I will extol thee, my Elohim, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is Yahweh and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. Yahweh is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Yahweh is good unto all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Yahweh, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known unto the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. For the Yahweh upholdeth all that fall and raised up all those that bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Yahweh is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. Yahweh is nigh unto all them that call upon him, unto all that call upon him in the truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry, and will save them. Yahweh preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of Yahweh, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. That ends Psalm chapter 145. Let's go pick up Psalms 144. Blessed be the Yahweh, thy strength. Which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Knowing what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Yahweh, and come down, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above, rid me, and deliver me out of the great waters from the hand of the strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O Yahweh, upon palsy and an instrument of 10 strings. I will sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto the king. He delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of a strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as corner stones polished as the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full according to all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000 in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case, yea, happy is that people whose Elohim is the Yahweh. Okay, that's the end of chapter 144. And Proverbs chapter 2, verse 9. Let's just read the whole chapter there in Proverbs chapter 2. It says that, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart unto understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Yahweh and find the knowledge of the Yahweh. For the Yahweh giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler unto them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh forward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they forward in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flatters with her words, which forsaketh the God of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her Elohim. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the path of the righteousness, for the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Proverbs chapter 8, that's what we have here. Doth not wisdom try and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way in the places of the path. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to unto the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of the excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. All the things that may be desired are not to be compared unto it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty invention. Fear the Yahweh is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom, I am understanding, and I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, and fine gold, and my revenues and choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. For the Yahweh possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains or abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was, I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, who is this talking? This is Yahshua, the Son, talking here. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the foundations of the deep, when he, this is David talking, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundation of the earth, then was I by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Rejoice in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. This is talking about Yahshua. Mm-hmm. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my way. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Yahweh. But he that sinneth against me, wrong with his own soul, all they that hate me love death. Mm-hmm. This brings in what said this hour contest at the 11th hour call, that number 11 click on the audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Sound Hill by Elijah Davis, song that I've written. Well, I'm going to towns are in hills, where there are no pretenders, only those who do God's will. On the shoulder clears giants, buildings can all come upon, towers can handle, that's the beauty that is all around. Yeah.
Up,